Good afternoon. This is Monsignor Lavalley, and it's Thursday afternoon. And I had a wonderful experience. It was a wonderful spiritual experience that happened on Tuesday. It might not sound like a spiritual experience to begin with, but I assure you it was one. And I want to share it with you. Every Tuesday, we have a grammar school in our parish. And every Tuesday, we bring our school up from the school to the church, and we have Mass for the entire school. We also have singing at that Mass, and there is a choir that our music teacher has done a beautiful job forming this children's choir. And then the children who are not in the choir, they also sing along too, and it's very nice. But something happened 2 weeks in a row. There's a little guy up in that choir loft who sings with gusto. He gets so involved, you can hear it in his voice. He absolutely loves what he's doing. He is the loudest of all, the strongest of all, the most noticeable of them all, and he really can't sing. But he can pull the rest with him, and it just hear this one voice that's not quite with the rest. But it's full and it's powerful. And I can remember talking with Laura, that's our teacher, afterwards, and she was saying, what do you think about it? And I said, I think it's absolutely beautiful. And she said, so do I, to tell you the truth. I said, there's no way on heaven and earth that I would ever tell this kid to stop. Because what he's doing is from the heart. It's even though it's not a perfect gift, because his voice isn't perfect, but God doesn't care. It's the effort, it's the love that goes with it. Sometimes we think that in order to please God, we have to be absolutely perfect. We'll give up on that one because it doesn't work. And you don't have to be alive for many years to know that. I told Laura in the process, I said, you know, he's a little bit different than all of the rest of them up there, but there's a beautiful thing about a group of canaries. They sound so beautiful together, but the canaries don't take away from the uniqueness of the duck. The duck can still quack, and that pleases God too. It was a spiritual experience because I thought, well, I'm not always in tune either. I don't mean just with my voice. I'm not with my voice. But I'm not always in tune with what's right. I'm not always in tune with the best way to do something. I'm not always in tune with getting it perfect. And sometimes I have to go to God being quite a bit off tune. But I've come over the years to realize how much my God loves me. And I think he loves you the same way, don't you? That none of us are perfect. But if we're going to wait until everything's perfect, we're never going to get anything done. And so we come with our best efforts, and we do the best we can. And we come to God off key. But God can take that little note that's off key and start a whole new sonata with it. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be brought to God. And when we take our efforts, our prayers and our actions and our ministries and our projects, we don't bring them right to God the Father. If we say the morning offering, we say, O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer thee my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day. And Jesus picks up that gift that's imperfect, and he presents it to the Father. And when he presents it to the Father, somehow it's all right, because God loves it, because it's from his child. And Jesus has made it possible for all of us to be God's child. And if you don't quite feel like you're in a choir of canaries, it's really okay to be a duck. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.